Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but I hope that you can hear me. I'm not sure. I cannot see what's happening on the computer tonight. My computer seemed to be frozen. So give me just 1 second. Let me try something again. Well, let me continue. I hope that everyone is doing fine tonight. I'm going to keep trying to get on the air. It's been frozen for a while, but God is good all the time, so I'm hoping that you are hearing me out there. I'm still trying to, I'm not sure what's happening. It just, like I said, my computer is just frozen. But I have a good message for you tonight, and I am not going to let anything stop me from giving you that message, because I definitely want to go over this tonight, because the next two Tuesday night is a holiday, and I will not be on the air. It will be Christmas, December the 25th, and the next Tuesday will be the 31st, and I will probably be in church, like many of you will be as well. So I wanted to really talk about healthy grieving, but this computer, all I can say, Heavenly Father, give me divine order and get this computer working. It works better when I can see who all is on the air and get a feel of who I'm talking to. But this is not going to stop me. And I hope that it will come up shortly. But anyway, let's get started. Just like I mentioned to you just a second ago, that the topic tonight is healthy grieving. I'm going to go through different steps in healthy grieving. If you will think about these things, and also if you have a pen handy, I'll be reading some scriptures throughout this message about healthy grieving. I'm going to stop also in a second and try one more time to get this computer working. I don't know what's happening tonight, but I claim victory and that everything is going to be in divine order. Okay. Okay, here it goes. It's coming up now. Just 1 second. Please bear with me. I must say we haven't had a computer problem in quite some time. So we're going to ask God to come in the midst of this situation and fix it. Trying to come up. Part of it has, the other has not. Okay, here we go. Good. Slowly coming on. But anyway, let's talk about healthy grieving. Grieving is a natural, inevitable reaction to loss. You have not been given a choice. You have not been given a choice about having grief, but you can choose how you grieve, and whether you want to grieve in a healthy way or you want to grieve in a way that's going to harm you in health-wise, and in body, mind, and soul. Knowing the general process of healthy grieving will assist you in your grief journey. A basic understanding which practically application will enable you to work through the loss in a positive way. The first step of healthy grieving is to acknowledge and understand your own grief. Acknowledge it, that person has gone to be with the Lord and you are here, you are left here to deal with everything. And understand your own grief, your own, how you're feeling. The people who recover are the people who admit their loss and are able to talk about it. It's always good to talk about your grief, not to keep it inside. Understand this step and apply it. Look into your heart and explore your responses to grief so far. The Lord does not look at the things man look at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. That's coming from 1 Samuel 16, chapter, the 7th verse. The next part of this, what it talks about healthy grieving, is to tell your story to others. Give someone an honest account of your loss. Grieving means talking about what you are going through in the presence of some other person and letting them react to you. So how do you find the right people to share this with? First, consider a family member. Consider sharing someone in a grief support group like the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. These are options that are good for you. Try to find someone in your church or neighborhood who has experienced a loss similar to yours. Because sometimes when you're talking to someone, you said, oh, that person knows exactly how I feel. It helps. You're able to release your feelings and talk about it. If you tell him or her what you need to talk about, that person will likely be glad to meet with you. It may seem easy or more desirable to keep your words, thoughts, and emotion inside and to keep yourself busy with work and activity to help you forget. But that forgetfulness is short-lived and ultimately ineffective. Try healing will only occur when you slow down and let grief run its course. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. That's coming from Philippians 4:14. Healthy grieving process can be simple, and it also can be frustrating. But it can get easier each and every day. And it's good to talk about it and not to hold it in. It is to feel free to grieve in your own way. Other people may criticize or make comments about your grieving or amount of times it is taking you. And that's one of the main things that people say. Why is it taking you so long? Why haven't you gotten over it yet? They just don't know. Grief is a unique feeling. If you are honest with yourself, then you don't need to worry about what other people are saying. I'm going to tell this short little story about Anna. Anna, who lost her husband, one thing she said that would upset her when people would say, you need to get on with your life. You need to get over the grieving process. And she said she felt that they were wrong, but they had never been through this. How could they say that if they don't know how you're feeling? You have to go through the grieving process. Turn to God when you're anxious, uncertain, frustrated about your grief and what other people are saying. Just like in Philippians 4th chapter 6 through 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transforms all understanding, will guide your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Healthy grieving. Trust God and cling to Him. Bring all your questions and feeling honestly to Him. Appeal to Him. Cry to Him. And if you want to, yell at Him. Confess to Him and then sit back in His arms and trust Him. Why not trust Him? Why do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? Just like Anna said about her husband. If you already is in a situation that seems hopeless and you trust in Him, He will definitely come through for you. But if you truly trust in God, He's going to come through for you because He loves you so much. At least give Him the opportunity to prove Himself in your life. The Lord Jesus will prove Himself true and faithful, and you will just, and if you could just let Him do that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. That's coming from Proverbs chapter 3, 5 through 6. Excuse me. Well, God's grace can help you through this as well. When you need God's grace the most, God will bless you with a special dynamic grace to get you through. This lady, that's named Elizabeth Elliott, experienced the death of her husband, of her true husband. She said, I think the reason I did not cry at Jim or Al's wedding funeral was because God gives me grace to help me in the time of need. Everybody else at the funeral service was in tears. I could honestly say that I really did not feel like crying. I just so swept away with the glory of the fact that my husband were now with the Lord. Wow, that is something else. she was so full of grace, and also knowing that her husband is now really at a better place with God, that she did not shed tears at the funeral. I think God gives you special grace at times like these to people who need it the most. As a Christian, God's grace protects you and sustains you in so many ways, even when you are not aware of it. Humans are limited in perception and understanding, but God's grace is infinite. Believe that God's grace is being poured out for you today. If you need specific grace, ask Him for it. Through Jesus, you can find something to rejoice about in suffering. Therefore, since you have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith, this grace in which we now stand, and we can rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. That's Romans 5, 1 through 3. I'm going to also read some other things dealing with grace. Grace is sufficient. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was without effect. No, I work harder than all of them, yet not but the grace of God that was with me. That's coming from 1 Corinthians 5:10. Grace is often defined as God's unmerited favor. It means that His love for you, His care, His concerns are all free gifts. We haven't earned them yet. What a wonderful thing to be loved and accepted just because. In God's eye, you are already pretty enough, smart enough, good enough to receive His best. He loves you for yourself. He wants you to become all you were created to be. But your relationship with Him doesn't hinge on it. What a wonderful word grace is. Isn't that beautiful? Knowing that God gives you this free gift because He loves you, He cares about you, and all of your concerns. He loves you just because. Wow. That is wonderful. God's grace gives humble grace to the humble. That's Proverbs 3:34. For many people, it is difficult to receive what they don't feel they have earned. Whether it's a sense of independence, a pride, and an attitude that will rob you of the best this life has ever offered, you must be able to receive God's love, even when you don't feel lovable, and God's goodness, even when you don't feel deserving. God has freely given you everything, His kingdom. Don't stand on the sideline whispering, "I am not worthy." Humble yourself and receive God's grace. His grace is sufficient. It is sufficient to help all of you to get through
this holiday season. Yes, it has been lonely. Yes, it has been frustrating. Yes, it has been, I would say, getting all the things ready for your family and your kids for Christmas. You've always had your husband there to help you with something, and now you've got to do it all by yourself. But just knowing that God is right there by your side, helping you through every step of the way. Allow yourself to be with friends and family. Don't stay or be alone. It's important to be around family during this Christmas holiday. Christmas is one of the best holidays. I just love Christmas. I love the spirit. I love the smell of fire burning in the fireplace. I love the colors, the decoration, the songs. I just love everything about Christmas. Even though it can be sad at times, it makes me merrier. If you stay focused on decorating and getting your house all nice and pleasant and invite friends and family over, surely you'll be able to get through this holiday. It's a wonderful thing that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was born during Christmas. It's a blessing that God allowed his Son to come here to save us from sin. That is the reason for the season. This is his birthday. This is his time to shine. And we must rejoice and be glad in him. We must give. It's all about giving, not always receiving. The more you give, it will come back to you. But it's just the good feeling of giving gifts. Just like the wise men came and gave gifts to Mary and Joseph when Jesus was born. Just enjoy the holiday. Reminisce on the importance of what it's all about. Not all about you. Think about what God has done for you. To have the Son to come on this earth, and more and more, it's so much evilness on this earth. When we grieve about our loss, but they're in a better place than we are. We have to deal with this mess that's going on here in the world. So it's a blessing. I know it doesn't feel that way to you, but it's a blessing for them to not to have to worry about if they were sick or anything. They don't have to worry about pain or anything anymore. They're at peace and at rest. So just concentrate on Jesus, the reason for the season. Think about him and what God has done, giving his only begotten Son to come here to save us from sin. Rejoice and be glad in him. It's going to be January. I don't have a calendar with the new date. But like I said at the beginning of the show, next Tuesday will be Christmas. I will not be on the air. Next, the following is the 31st. I think it's okay for me to take a vacation, and I'll begin the beginning of the year the first Tuesday in January, I will be on the air. But just knowing that I will be praying for each one of you and have a safe and enjoyable Merry Christmas. May you have an absolutely wonderful holiday season and a prosperous new year. May God be with you and your family. Enjoy and have a Merry Christmas. Because God is an awesome God. There's something still wrong with the air tonight. I can't even click onto a music. So Satan, I just tell you to step aside. Because may God get the glory, not you. Well, we're going to have to end without any music. I don't know what happened tonight. First, the computer was frozen, and now there's no access to music. But just knowing that God is an awesome God, and tell your testimony to someone. Encourage someone in the next 2 weeks with your story, and that will encourage that person to know that they can go on one day at a time. Make sure that you have healthy grieving. Don't let it become where it hurts and harm your mind, body, and soul. Ask God for grace. Let's pray before I end the show. Heavenly Father, I are giving us a special grace to help us through the hardest times, and that we will stand on your promise even when we cannot see you or even feel you. Lord, you are the only one who will never let us down. You have promised to pull away. You will forsake us. If we trust in you, you will be there for us. And I just thank you and bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed and happy holidays.